Yeah, 4, actually.
Okay. Okay, so I kind of want to tell the story of this song. It started off as a dream or a walk we went in the woods.
In the moon of the budding trees, I was gifted new eyes to see all of the shifting shape and ways you can be. Wake the dreams into realities. Wake the dreams into realities.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is she, and I want to thank you for connecting in this moment. During this segment, we are connecting to the giving tree, to the heart center, and shining a light on people that have dedicated their lives to doing for others. These selfless acts are what actually bring us into our highest state of being. It's not satiating our needs. It's actually taking care of others' needs and our globe, our planet, Mama Earth. So today we are going to do just that. We're going to talk about trees, and we're going to shine a light on an organization called Trees for the Future. We're going to start the segment by finishing out that song with Nako and Medicine for the People, Budding Trees. As you listen to this music, see what you connect to in the heart center. Take this as a moment just to breathe in and out and bring some awareness into where you would like to serve in your everyday life. And if you already are in a consistent practice of doing for others, think about how you would like to deepen the roots in that action, how you might be able to metamorphose it so it steps it up a notch, and just allow your mind to wander. As you breathe in and out, connect to the trees, and then we come back. We're going to listen to a segment by the founder of Trees for the Future.
Yeah. 4, actually.
Okay. Okay, so I kind of want to tell the story of this song. It started off as a dream or a walk we went in the woods.
In the moon of the budding trees, I was gifted new eyes to see all of the shifting shape and ways you can be. Wake the dreams into realities. Wake the dreams into realities. Sunset diamonds trickle down our cheeks. The language of no words is how we speak. Pachamama spinning firelight, and a little bear singing by the fireside. Out of the city with the wind on our neck. Check, that's us whistling up on your neck. Moonlit diamonds sparkle into my mouth. Feels like hunger and it tastes like salt. Feels like hunger and it tastes like salt. So tap me out and tap me into you. Heal my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells, cause the body talks and meditation helps. The body talks in meditation. Ho, ah, ho, ah, ho, ah, ho. Quiver on a quest to the dunes. Sandy toes and bottomless curves of the moon. Heavy lifting for Pele's children. Hand of the goddess soaking cliffs keep building. Plate is full but appetite has dwindled. I feel little sick so I keep the fire kindled. You the pillar, steadfast light of bravery. And I the dimly burning burning candles, still shaking. Riddled fear, quiver my bones so easy. Well, you're the guru now, so visualize healing. Yeah, you're the guru now, so visualize leaving. Let her go, for she can no longer feed you. And many children need that monarch creature. Just barely missed you, I was finally ready. But you were long gone, too much heavy history. Yeah, you were long gone, too much heavy history. Let go of blame, that shit will never serve me. Bless other men, investigate your mystery. So, tap me out and tap me into you. Heal my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells, cause the body talks in meditation help. The body talks in meditation help. Catches to my head. She crawls behind my ear and whispers secrets. Dragonfly was by and sings now teaches. Yeah, dragonfly was by and sings now teaches. Fork on the trail, I watch your head up Malka. I turn my car and whisper, thank you, sister. Edge of the west where water touches land. You are the east with folded maps in hand. Time to increase my frequency. Hands of light and bodies talking, yeah. Give me some of that wild fox medicine. But keep me here in this wild present tense. Bodies aborted on new love our chest. Dawning adventure, sparkle, get some rest. Dawning adventure, sparkle, get some rest. So tap me out and tap me into you. Heal my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells, cause the body talks in meditation helps. The body talks in meditation helps.
This song about it. So it was like it went from like dream world to drawing to writing to life to music. Dun, da, da, da.
Budding trees, that was Nahako and Medicine for the People. And trees are a beautiful medicine to bring us back into balance, to connect our flow to its natural rhythm with planet Earth and ourself. Hopefully during that segment you were able to move a little if you inspired or reflect on how you would like to deepen service in your everyday life or your weekly life, your monthly life, or your annual life. And that aspect of service does many beautiful things. Is it pulls us out of our own mind, it puts someone else in front of us and gives us the opportunity to really go into a heart space that can start to cultivate authentic love and compassion for others and to get out of the way of ourselves. Oftentimes we'll spend so much time in our suffering and our drama that we can forget that if we just take some time to do things for other people, that that might help us in the process. Plus, as we had a segment last week with Xavier Rudd, as he mentioned, there's plenty of stuff for us to do here on planet Earth. And why not get busy? And when we do that, we will start to heal and feel much better because we're giving back. Today, as I mentioned, we're connecting with the Trees for the Future. I was really excited to discover this organization. That's only because I have a deep affinity for trees and appreciate them. We're going to listen to a segment from the founder, Dave Deppner. And what happened is in the 70s, he and Grace Deppner served as volunteers in the Philippines, and where they witnessed human tragedy brought on one by illegal logging and unsustainable land management systems. They began to work with community leaders in nearby villages, basically offered them simple ways by planting trees to revitalize degraded lands with tree seeds, technical training, and on-site planning assistance. And people responded enthusiastically, joining in to save their homes and a way of life. And so we're just going to listen to this segment, and it's a beautiful segment of him sharing how this happened and everything he's done. And this is how simple it is. And so in 1989, they founded Trees for the Future, and they have planted over 50 million trees in 19 countries. That is a beautiful give back for the next seven generations. So sit back and enjoy, and then when we come back, we will deepen the discussion from there.
Over the years, I've had 11 broken bones. The day I fell off the mountainside, I had all of my bottom feet kicked out, bit by a cobra in Indonesia. I was kicked by a horse in Ecuador, which is, I guess it's a struggle. Too many times I've come home from the field in a wheelchair, which is more than a little embarrassing. It's been a great run. But we have now planted 50 million trees and we're still counting. I got hooked into this and I've been there ever since. We've had hands-on experience helping people plant trees, bring back forests in the world's degraded lands. Inside the office, we are fluent in, I believe, 27 languages. We have programs in Fiji, in the Philippines, in Indonesia, Nicaragua, Belize, Haiti, Turks and Caicos, Mali, Ghana, Panama, Guatemala, Honduras, Thailand, Nepal, certainly in India. We have them in Rwanda, Burundi, Somalia, and Ethiopia, West Africa, Senegal, Republic of Congo. Oh, yeah, in Uganda, that's a big program. We have 300,000 farmers, 300,000 families in southern Ethiopia that see that there's a big need to plant trees. Multiply that by 100 trees per family, maybe, and think what you've got. Just about everywhere we are, they're moving faster than we can comprehend or keep up with. The world loses approximately 100,000 acres of its forests every day. Streams are drying up, the soils are depleting, and there's no fertilizer of any sort. Even the weather in these places is changing. Right now there are over a billion people in the world who simply can't meet their daily nutrition standards. There's no reason for this. We have an idea called the forest garden, which is not a forest, it's not a garden. We think it combines the best attributes of both. It produces a great amount of product sustainably on a very small piece of land. It is sending millions of roots down into the ground, which are guiding water back into underground aquifers. You have a return of diversity, you have cooled the land, cleared the air a bit, and improved the quality of life, and all of this is sustainable just by planting some seeds. 11 miles from downtown Manila, there were mountainous areas there in the Sierra Madre Mountains. They had been deforested about 105 years earlier. And tree cover never came back in. The land was covered with a very harsh grass, which most people call bogan. And it didn't allow anything else to grow. We found three species of trees that we thought we could successfully plant in these very harsh conditions. And so we did. But as we did our forest inventory, we found that within this thing, there are now 41 species planted. We planted three. 38 species came back, and we're wondering how. We thought wild pigs are coming back in, and I have to admit that wild pigs are better tree planters than I am. They're forever rooting and pooping, and things happen. We had Gallus gallus, which is the ancestor of chickens, back in there. Everybody thought it was extinct in that part of the world, but it's not. We found out that in lands like this, you have roots and seeds laying dormant in the ground, even after a century. I'm not saying that we know how to rebuild the rainforest. Probably could happen, but it would take tens of thousands of years. But we can bring back a very useful and interesting biodiversity.
The magical thing is to learn that the world, nature by itself, has within its own coding, self-preservation elements. All we need to do is just scratch it, create that, facilitate that environment where nature can take over. There has to be harmony in the ground. People have to have a cool place. People have to have something to drink. People have to have fuel to cook with. People have to have a shelter. All that evolves around trees. The miracle is, first you have to have anchoring point. And the anchoring point is tree planting, because everything evolves around it.
2 years ago, one Gabi Batai, who we had worked with in the early days of her Women's Green Revolution program, was honored with the Nobel Peace Prize for her work in planting 30 million trees in Kenya. Well, Gabi won that prize deservedly because she pointed out that all of these wars that were breaking out all over Africa and all over much of the rest of the world, if you get right down to it, they're all wars fighting over the natural resources. I'm by trade an economist. Good example in the Philippines, by good stewardship, managing what they had planted, a typical family was earning over $100 a month, and that's big time money in Southeast Asia. We have given people the ability to build their own institutions so that we don't have someday in the future some logging company coming back in there, pushing people around, trying to force them off their land, because now they have some going businesses, they have some pride in what they're doing, and a lot of confidence in themselves, and this makes the village life continue. In West Africa, people are now planting a tree that had little to recommend it in the past, except that it produces a lot of fruit. This fruit has a seed which contains high amounts of oil, which is easily converted into diesel fuel. In Haiti, we've been talking the same thing. Just think of this. Here are the most marginalized people on Earth who suddenly have the capability, with nothing but their bare hands, to produce the world's most desired commodity. If we have done anything in planting 50 million trees, we have shown there's a way to do this. One tree we plant quite often is called Moringa, and it's planted in January. By December of next year, this tree will be more than 20 feet high and sustainably produces a large amount of leaves. They contain about 26% protein. The basic technology we introduce is simple. People start taking hope, and that takes the biggest pressure off the land, which is the pressure of human desperation. Typically, a tree in our project takes 50 pounds of carbon dioxide out of the air every year and converts it into things people could use, like food, shelter, and medicines, which are sustainably used instead of being up in the atmosphere, causing these global warming problems. We plant a tree for a dime. I don't know whether I'm a technician or a cheerleader or a butt kicker, but I'm saying, guys, you can do it, and we'll show you how. Grace and I have 9 children, and we have 17 grandchildren. These children are going to grow up, as children all over the world are doing, in a much, much different world. We could be planting more than 500 million trees a year. It's possible. There are that many people out there waiting for something. All it takes is getting the word around and creating some confidence that it can be done. I learned a long time ago in this business not to ever use the word never. because as soon as you say never, some guy's going to come down off the mountainside and say, guess what I just did? It's amazing what one seed can grow.
That was Dave Deppner with Trees for the Future. And as you can imagine, what is possible when we plant a tree or allow nature to take its course versus intervening from the mind's eye. So we're going to exit out tonight with a little Shake in the Tree by String Cheese Incident. And there's an obvious reason I'm playing the song, but also String Cheese Incident is an amazing band in my mind's eye, similar to Xavier Rudd, because rather than going about music in the way that is sometimes mandated by the music industry, quotes around that, they decided to run their own gig, and they were able to do that successfully, create the opportunity to entertain others, and also they developed an organization called Conscious Alliance, which feeds and brings food into Lakota Nation, and they infuse that with art. So they're really amazing on so many fronts, and it's another example of how easy it is to integrate into what we're doing on a day-to-day basis service. So you might be a musician, but you might be able to give to others through that, by feeding others, by clothing others, by just employing others, whatever it might be. And as Dave shows us that there's so much possible by empowering the communities to start to grow trees, bring water back in, and start growing gardens. And this creates sustainability, not just for now, but for seven generations. So please connect to the beautiful beings that are linked below. If inspired, support one or all of them. And if you have any feedback or any other organizations that are giving from the heart space and you feel that they should be celebrated, please send me an email at suzannetoro@gmail.com. Until next time, this is she signing out with a full heart, a big smile, a soft gaze, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply. Thank you.
shaking the tree. Oh,
For coming over and sitting in with us. Thanks everybody for coming out.
See you tomorrow.